Ever scroll past those relationship stories online, those kind of train wreck ones, and you're like, oof, something's not right here.
Yeah.
But also, like, maybe there's more to it than meets the eye.
You know those situations are complicated.
Yeah. And today we're taking a deep dive into one of those, a story that brings up some big questions about love, responsibility, all that.
Right, like what do we actually owe each other in a relationship?
Exactly. And we're looking at this through the lens of a blog post by the Mindful Modern Mistress. She really breaks down this whole scenario.
And it's more than just like a husband and wife disagreeing, you know? The blogger uses this real couple story to get into some deeper ethical stuff about monogamy, especially when one person's not getting their needs met.
Okay, so set the scene for us. What's going on with this couple?
So picture this, right? You've
Wow.
got a husband, you've got a wife.
Picture perfect, right?
On paper, totally. Successful careers, they've got the house, the whole nine yards.
Okay.
But he travels a lot for work.
Like, how much are we talking?
A lot. 40 weeks out of the year.
Whoa. Okay, so he's basically living out of a suitcase.
Pretty much. And then, surprise, the wife finds out she's pregnant.
Oh boy, here we go.
Yeah, so naturally, the husband who's been gone most of the year starts suspecting she's been unfaithful.
Because she's pregnant.
Right. He sees she's close with a coworker and he jumps to conclusions. He even mentions like having cameras in their home.
Seriously. Okay, that's a whole other can of worms.
Right. And this is where the blogger's like, hold on a minute. Like, is it really fair to expect someone to just live without emotional or physical intimacy for like the majority of the year?
That's gotta be tough.
And it's not just about the physical stuff either. It's about companionship, about having someone there day to day.
And this is where I think that whole love is a verb thing comes in.
Yeah.
Like, you can say you love someone, but are you actually showing it through your actions?
Totally. And the blogger connects this to that John Mayer song, Love is a Verb, which, I mean, so true. It's not just a feeling, it's about what you do.
So in this case, even though this husband might be working hard, providing financially,
Yeah, which is important, of course.
of course, but is he really fulfilling those other needs, those everyday needs for connection and intimacy?
Yeah.
That's the question the blogger is asking.
And that's where this idea of neglect comes in. The author's point is, by focusing only on the financial side of things, he might actually be neglecting his vows, even unintentionally. Like, think about it being constantly absent. That can be a form of emotional neglect, even if you don't mean it to be.
It's like you're there, but you're not really there, you know?
Exactly. And that's why communication is so important in any relationship, but especially long-distance ones. You have to be intentional about staying connected.
Because if you're not communicating those needs, how's your partner supposed to know?
And how are you supposed to know what they're feeling, right? It has to go both ways.
It's a two-way street.
100%.
And this is where the mindful modern mistress really flips the script, right? Because she starts to question if it's actually ethical to demand monogamy from your partner.
Ooh, spicy.
If you're not actively fulfilling their needs.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point.
Like, she even suggests that the husband's actions, the fact that he's so absent, could be the unethical part of this situation.
Even though, like, society typically points the finger at the person who cheats.
It's always easier to blame the cheater.
Right, but she's challenging that.
Which is really interesting because it forces you to think, like, what does constitute as unethical in a relationship?
Yeah, where do we draw those lines?
Exactly. And it's not like she's condoning cheating, but she's saying, let's look at the whole picture here. What compromises are we all making in the name of love?
And are we holding ourselves to the same standards that we're holding our partners to?
Because it's easy to point fingers, but are we really living up to our end of the bargain? That's what this whole deep dive is about.
And then there's that whole societal pressure thing too, right? Like, we're supposed to be monogamous, that's the ideal, but what happens when someone's needs aren't being met?
It's like we don't really talk about that part, you know?
It's all about keeping up appearances, right? Big house, fancy job, perfect marriage. But is it actually perfect?
Exactly. We're supposed to just accept loneliness or whatever, as long as we look good on paper. But the blog even cites some statistics about this.
Oh, really? Like, what kind of stats?
Well, it says that a little over half of Americans believe in monogamy, which, okay, makes sense. But then it also says that like 40 to 60% of married couples experience infidelity at some point.
Oh, that's kind of a big difference. Right. So obviously, something's not adding up. We say we value one thing, but then in reality,
It's not always matching up.
yeah, exactly. And this is where those open and honest conversations are so important in a relationship, you know? Like actually talking about what we need and expect from each other.
being on the same page from the get-go makes you wonder if this couple ever even had those conversations.
Yeah, and the blogger kind of questions that too. Like, she points out that the husband wants his wife to distance herself from this coworker who's giving her emotional support, but where is his accountability in all of this?
It's like he's making demands, but he's not really present to actually put in the work.
And that's what it comes down to, effort. Relationships take effort. And it's not just about grand gestures. It's about those everyday acts of love and support.
It's not just about saying, I love you. It's about showing it.
Exactly. And that's what makes this whole idea of love as a verb so powerful. It's an active choice, not a passive feeling.
So in this situation with a husband and wife, do we even know if she ever actually told him how his travel was making her feel?
That's a good question. Like, we're only getting his side of the story, right? But from his reaction, it kind of seems like those deeper conversations about their relationship, like really digging into those needs and expectations, well, doesn't seem like they happened.
Or if they did, it doesn't seem like it was a regular thing.
Right. And that's the other thing. It can't just be a one-time conversation. Needs change. Life changes. We have to be able to adapt and grow together.
It's a constant check-in. Right. Like, are we still good? Are we still on the same page?
Totally. Because if you're not communicating, how are you supposed to know?
You just end up making assumptions. And that's where things get messy.
Exactly.
So it's really about making that effort to understand each other, not just expecting love to magically sustain itself.
Especially when you're dealing with something like long distance, where you really have to be intentional about nurturing that connection.
Because love's not always easy, is it?
Nope. It takes work. It takes communication. And sometimes it takes some really tough conversations.
And this whole situation that the blogger is unpacking really highlights that. It's about taking responsibility for our own needs, but also being accountable for how our actions impact our partners.
It's like she says, relationships are conditional.
And that's a really powerful statement because it forces you to think, okay, what are those conditions? What do I need to feel loved and supported in a relationship?
And are you communicating those needs? And are you fulfilling your partner's needs? It's a two-way street, always.
Wow. It's like this whole conversation just opened up a Pandora's box of relationship stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It's really making me think about all the different ways we show up or don't show up in our own relationships.
Totally. And I think what's really interesting is how this story connects to these bigger societal expectations, right? Like, we're supposed to prioritize our careers, financial success.
Because those boxes.
Exactly. But we don't really talk about the emotional side of things as much, you know? The effort it takes to maintain a healthy relationship alongside everything else.
And like, those things are supposed to just work themselves out.
Mm-hmm.
But relationships need attention too. They need nurturing.
100%. We can't just coast on autopilot and expect things to be fine.
So how do we actually apply all of this to our own lives? Whether we're single, dating, in a relationship.
Yeah.
What are some key takeaways?
Well, I think the biggest thing is remembering that relationships are always evolving. They're not static. So we have to be willing to communicate, to adapt, to grow together.
It's a journey, not a destination.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about constantly checking in with each other. Like, are we still good? Do we still want the same things? Are we both putting in the effort?
Because what worked for you 5 years ago might not work today.
Totally. And it's about being honest about those needs and expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't communicate, your partner is not a mind reader.
Great. It's like that whole assume thing.
Makes an ass out of you and me.
Exactly. So communication is key. But it's also about being willing to put in the work, to show up for your partner even when it's hard.
Mm. And to recognize that there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Mm-hmm.
What works for one couple might not work for another, and that's okay.
It's about finding what works for you, too.
Exactly. And I think the blogger sums it up perfectly with that line. Relationships are conditional. What are your conditions? What do you need to feel loved and fulfilled?
It's about defining what love as a verb means to you and then having those conversations with your partner to make sure you're both on the same page.
Because at the end of the day, a relationship is a choice.
A choice we make every single day.
Well
said. Big thanks to the Mindful Modern Mistress for sparking this conversation. And to all of you listening, what conditions are non-negotiable for you in a relationship? Let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts. That's all the time we have for this deep dive, but join us next time as we unpack another thought-provoking topic. Until then, take care.